Hello.
Hey, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mario?
I like how you answer the phone, and you know, you're so you sound so happy for it to be 10 in the morning.
Well, that's because I got my money.
Oh, come on.
And
all right.
That makes me happy.
So dinner's on you. Is that what you're saying? I'm just kidding.
Yes, dinner's on me. Dinner's on me.
All right, here. I think I have everything already filled out here. Give me one second. How? What time were you up this morning? I know you say you were not. You don't like being up too early.
Oh, I got up at 8.
Oh, so you were up early. I didn't want to call you too early because you said 10. I said, okay, I'm not gonna bother her.
I had an appointment at 9.
Yeah, you said that. And then you also told me you have something else going on at 10:30, right?
Right.
Yeah, so let me hurry my... Busy day. Let me hurry my butt up here. Give me a second. Anna, where are you from, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, you don't have to answer. I'm just being nosy.
I'm from Seattle. Born and raised.
Okay. But your ancestors?
I'm mostly French and Irish.
Oh, okay. Okay. My ex-wife was Irish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about that. we're not all bad. Some of us are excellent. I'm a premier Irish.
There's a lot of French. I like that you add the word premier, so that definitely separates you.
It does.
Okay. Perfect. Give me one second. I'm trying to hurry up. I won't keep you on the phone too long.
Okay. No problem.
You told me you did not speak French, if I remember right.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. That's what I remembered. Okay. All right.
I have a good accent. I have a good French accent.
There you go. Tomorrow, Anna, you're going to... get a call from the IT and the operations team. They're the ones that are going to, you know, get the ball rolling and get the website and the Facebook and all that fun stuff. What time tomorrow do you have available for them to call you?
Let me look. Sorry. Okay, I've got my calendar here. I'm free all afternoon until 4 o'clock. I'm not free in the morning. So anytime after like noon.
Okay, how about 2 p.m.? Would that work for you?
2 p.m. works perfectly.
Okay. One second. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. All right. Tomorrow's Friday. Yay. Friday.
What you woke up yesterday thinking it was.
Yes, you don't forget. Yeah, so I actually... Okay, 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
And I'm sorry I have to ask these questions, but, you know, they're just for us to verify. Are you licensed and insured, Anna?
I am not licensed and insured yet.
Okay, no worries. We can still help.
I will be tomorrow. Tomorrow I will be purchasing, or later today, I will be purchasing my business license and a contractor's license and my domain name.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like, that's what tomorrow is all about, is figuring out all of my business requirements and getting them all set.
Perfect. Awesome. Good for you.
I had to get the money first, right?
Yeah. Everybody wants money.
That's right.
The Facebook page, are we going to promote yours, Anna, or are you looking for us to make you a new one to run ads on there?
Are you going to promote my Facebook page? I have a Facebook page.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's
for
better.
For the Sophia Interiors. Yeah,
okay.
For the business.
Right, okay. Hold on. Let me look it up.
It needs some
TLC then, right? All right, hold on. Let's see. Touch, love, and care. All right, what is it?
It's the Sophia Interiors, so it should be just Facebook. The Sophia Interiors, it should come up.
Okay. And it certainly does. Vesupia Interiors LLC.
Sorry, say that. It'll be an LLC, yeah.
Ooh, I get to see your face.
My old face.
No, I wouldn't say old. I would never say that.
This website and that picture are old, and they need to be updated.
Okay, give me a second. Let me put that on the notes here.
The address is wrong. The phone number's wrong. The email address isn't registered yet. The website, thesophia.com, I have to buy.
Okay, give me one second here. And then the marketing, how far are you willing to travel for work, Anna?
Like, here's Snohomish in King County, so...
What is it, about 20, 30 miles?
30 miles, sure. Yeah, 30 miles.
Okay, perfect. All right, and when we get you on that first page of Google, Anna, what hours of operations do you want it to say that you're available to get phone calls?
I was thinking about this, from 10 o'clock until...
Yeah. Okay, but is it Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday is fine.
Okay. Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., you said? Anna, did you say 10 a.m. to 5?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, stand by here for me for 1 second. Have you been to France?
No.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. Neither have I. I would love to visit. I hear it's really nice, but never been.
Yeah, I would love to visit, too. I've only been to Canada. I've never been outside the country except Canada.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't... been to Canada, but I hear it's nice. Is it nice out there?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's kind of just like Seattle.
What do you mean by that?
Like, well, I'm from Seattle, and when I went to Victoria, BC. I'm sorry, Vancouver, BC. I'm not thinking straight. And it was just very, like, the ethos was just very similar. People were friendlier, you know, Seattle's known for the Seattle freeze, but the weather was the same. It was very similar, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, I have to secure the account, Anna. There's going to be a security question involved, so if we ever call you or you call us, I need to know, you have three questions to choose from. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
Let's do pet's first name.
Okay, go ahead.
And we can do Sasha, S-A-S-H-A.
Gotcha. All right, perfect. And then the address that this is registered, it's correct, right? 1244 Northeast 96th Street, Seattle, Washington, 98115.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, when you're ready with the card, I'll take that from you. We do take Visa, American Express, MasterCard, and Discover.
Okay, this is a Visa.
Okay, it's going to start with a number 4.
Okay. 4867.
Okay.
9669.
Okay.
1506.
Okay.
7934.
Perfect. Expiration date?
8/28.
And then the security code on back of the card, which is the last 3 digits.
Yeah, it's 250.
250. All right, stand by while I verify your card. The email address that you provided, I'm assuming you do have access to that email. I can send the confirmation there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, stand by for a second. How's your friend doing? Oh, you said you had a friend that works closely with you, right, sometimes?
Yeah, I have a friend who works with me. She's doing great. She's happy.
That's awesome.
I got my money because it means I can pay her.
I'm sorry, I did not mean to laugh. That was just a little funny.
Fine. It is funny. She is amazing. She's an amazing person. And I don't know how I would live my life without her right now. I had major back surgery in April. She was my caregiver and came over every single day. Still is coming over every single day since April 6th. Has been here every single day to help me with changing bandages that I have because I still have an open wound. She's helping me with my house. I have like a million pets, and she's helping me with my miniature indoor farm. She's like does everything, and now she's gonna help me open my business. So she has a master's in a business degree.
Wow!
But
wow!
She just graduated like in June, so from UW. So, and she came here from Iran to escape her abusive husband. I mean, this woman is like my role model. She's amazing.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. You know what? I think sometimes we need to understand how fortunate we are to have people like that in our lives. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I'm at the last portion of this. I just need to read to you what is called the voice verification. This is just, I'm sure you understand, it's for the company just to make sure that we have everything correct on our end. So
this will be
pretty quick. Before we process the payment, just want to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason behind this is because we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we'll send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor. Ask me to clarify it for you. I'll be more than happy to do so. Anything okay. you don't understand, I'll rephrase it. Just want to make sure we have a firm understanding before we process the transaction. Okay?
Okay, I don't have an email from you yet.
No, I haven't sent it to you.
Oh, okay. All right. I wasn't sure if we were supposed to be going through this together.
I would be worried if you said you did, because I haven't sent anything over.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance to outline the services with Local Splash, and this also works as an added form of protection for you. To ensure that the accuracy is correct on this order, would you please state the name of the business?
Vesupia Interiors, LLC.
Thank you very much. Would you please state your name and the title you have with the business?
My name is Anna Bayon. My name is Anna Allard Bayon, actually, for the business. And my title is Principal Designer.
Okay. Thank you. But you are the owner of the company.
Right. Also, correct. I'm the owner of the company.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of this company?
Yes.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on the billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Anna, it's also important that you are actively involved in the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that if you did receive calls from a third party that is not us, this is why we provided that security question. Would you need to verify when it says calling? Which is your
okay.
pet's first name. Okay, so make sure you, if we ever call you, we're going to ask you for it, okay?
All right.
Also, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails that come from our company?
Yes.
Okay. Those calls will come from an 877-635-6225 customer service number. We ask that you save this number under your contacts, under Local Splash. I'll send you a text message with it so you don't have to write it down.
Perfect. Thank you. That's what I was going
to
ask.
Yeah, I know. I just say that because everybody, that's the first thing they say is like, hey, hold on, let me grab a pin. I was like, no, you know what? I'll just text it. You know, that way you don't have to run and grab it. I'm almost done here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? It's basically asking you if you if you do marketing outside of what we're doing just to keep us in the loop.
Oh, yeah, okay. And yes, I do. I have Andrew's leads.
Right. Yeah, I know that. Yeah. You share with me, I think that yesterday. I'm not too sure if I noted it down, but I will definitely note it down. Okay. And then the payment initial term today will be set July 11th, which is today's date. And the non-refundable amount, which is $348. Keep in mind that the recurring payments, it's $249 a month. That's what you're going to be looking at with us. And also keep in mind that this is not a contract. You do have the option to cancel this at any time if you like. The only thing that we ask you is to give us a call if you decide to cancel at the 877 number that I'm going to text you from and speak to an agent. To prevent charges
okay.
from the next month's service, we simply ask that you call 3 days prior to the renewal date. So if your date's every 11th, give us a call on the 8th of the month. I don't think
okay.
it's something you're going to want to cancel, Anna, but if you did, you do have that option, and I have to let you know that you do have that option.
Right.
But like I said, I don't think it's something you're going to want to cancel. But if you do, that option's available for you. Okay.
Okay.
And then lastly, do you understand and agree to the renewal and the cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So we're all set on our end. Please do me a favor, Anna. Make sure you get that phone call tomorrow at 2:00. Don't miss it. Because if you miss
okay.
it, that's what's going to cause a backup. And I don't want this to be delayed. See what I'm saying? So,
right.
Here, give me 1 second. Let me make sure I get that email over to you. Right now, you're going to receive in about 2 minutes. You're going to receive an email. Okay. Give me one second. No, let's see here. Bear with me. What's your name? It's Anna, and then what's your middle name you gave me?
The middle name is Christine. And then
is that on your...
I'm going...
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, and then I'm going by Allard -Bayon for the business.
Okay, no, this is just for the billing information. Anna Christine Bayon, okay. All right,
yeah.
Let me try this again because I got a message saying it exceeded the limits. I'm not sure what that means.
I had to pay off a couple other bills. That might be why.
It's okay. Let me try it one more time here. Hold on.
Yeah, try one more time.
Yeah, it says exceeds approval amount limit.
Okay, then I spent too much in one day. I got overexcited. I apologize for that. Do you want to try again tomorrow morning? Can just run it in the morning?
Yeah, here, let me...
I guarantee the money's there. I promise you the money's there. So we're good. And I'll pay you the money. If it won't go through today because I've accidentally reached my limit, which is going to suck when I go buy my coffee later, then can you run it, like, at 7 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, I can run it tomorrow. I mean, unless... Yeah, I start at 7. Is there any way that you can reach out to the bank and see if they extend the limit so we can run it for the 348?
Yep, I can
I'm just saying that so the position, because I saved the position for you. I don't want them to ask me again, hey, why are you holding it again? You know how that goes, Anna.
Right.
So
I did. I called them, and they said they wouldn't put a hold on it, so they shouldn't be.
Yeah, they'll be able to see that I tried it twice. Can you just give them a call? I'll call you back in about 10 minutes. Just give them a call, and they what bank do you bank with?
Chase.
Oh, yeah, I have Chase, too, myself. They are really good at it. Just let them know, hey, I need to pay this company, 348. You know, can you guys just, you know, allow the payment to go through?
Right.
And they'll do it for you. I tell you that because I have Chase, and they're really good at it. So I'll call you in about 10 minutes, and then we'll get this pushed through.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you, Anna.
I'll call
bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Bye.